T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is insane when you consider that masks don't work. Nope. Settled science. We're done here. KN95s, depending on the study, I give you some protection, although how much is widely debated. The rest of them, useless. Problem is that the federal airline mandate allows you to wear any kind of mask, regardless of whether it works, which means it's more of a religious practice than it actually is a medical thing. But this is how seriously we take it. Headline, London-bound American Airlines flight turns back to Miami an hour and a half into the journey because a disruptive female passenger refused to wear a mask. The passenger, a woman in her 40s, was escorted off the plane, according to Miami-Dade police. She was not arrested because she hadn't broken any laws. That's merely a dictatorial order. By the president, it's not a law. And because she didn't participate in criminal activity, in other words, she just refused to wear the mask, that's not a crime, but she didn't go on a tirade or anything, you know, punch somebody, stuff like that, anything they could charge her with. They turned the plane around an hour and a half into the journey because there was one unmasked person. We've lost our collective minds, folks. The flight, a Boeing 777 carrying 129 passengers and 14 crew members to Heathrow in London, was approximately 500 miles in a 4,400-mile journey. American Airlines apologized. Why? I don't know. A woman on the plane said that she and her fellow passengers were taken care of by the airline and put up in hotels and rebooked. We have lost our minds. We've lost it. So this is just for not wearing the mask. So they're not, she's not going to be charged with anything, but they are putting her on their internal no-fly list. Okay. God forbid anybody's exposed to anybody else without a mask that doesn't work. This is the level of stupidity. Folks, I will never forget early on in the pandemic being in a Walmart with Crash, and he had to put on a mask because we had to go in to the store at that time. They had the mask Nazis out front. It was one of the few times I actually actively wore a mask shopping there. Normally, I just take it back off after I got into the store because I wasn't doing that, but he was there, and I didn't want to cause a complication with the kid. And he says to me, look at the sides, Ma. They're wide open. He was 9 at the time. He could see. But our federal government can't. This is the level of stupidity. Meanwhile, if you had any doubt that Joe Biden is owned by the Russians, you need to listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast, by the way. I went deep dived into it. Yeah, they have the blackmail material on them. We even know what it is. We probably don't have all of it, though, or the Secret Service wouldn't be hiding 3 years of his travel and his travel with Biden to China and Russia from us. There's probably more. Love to see it. But this is fascinating if you watch what Joe has done here, okay? Because if this was Trump and not Joe, I would be reading about this on NBC, ABC, CBS as absolute evidence that Trump is owned. And they wouldn't be wrong. I mean, if Trump Jr. took millions of dollars from a Putin confederate, the mayor of Moscow's wife, and then her spokesperson told the UK Daily Mail, yeah, we paid for access. That's what we bought for the money. We weren't, you know, basically we weren't paying him for any work he did. We were buying access. It's right there for anybody who wants to see it. And then Trump had green-lighted an invasion of Ukraine. Well, you know, just a little invasion. Not like a big invasion, but like a little one. Like, we don't want to make him bleed a lot. Just make him bleed a little. You know, like a small, minor invasion. We'll be fine. That would have been a clue. That would have been a clue that Russia owns our president, and the media would have covered it as such. Here's another clue. Apparently, unless you pay Joe Biden off, you don't get to have a pipeline. I guess the Keystone people didn't pay off Hunter. They should have paid off Hunter. It would have made more sense for them. So Joe Biden reversing 20 years of presidential precedent from Bush, from Obama, and from Trump, lifting the sanctions on the Nord 2 to allow Putin to have a pipeline. But did he do it for Israel? Israel had a pipeline. Did Israel pay off Hunter? No, they did not. Not that we know of. So Israel doesn't get a pipeline. Folks, this is so transparent. They're not even hiding it. Joe Biden has withdrawn U.S. support for a pipeline project designed to deliver Israeli natural gas to Europe, reversing a decision made by the Trump administration. The Biden administration tried to justify the reversal of U.S. policy on the basis of an interest in renewable energy, but that's a crock. If you cared about that, you wouldn't have green-lighted Putin's Nord 2. And again, I can't tell you how big of a deal the Nord 2 is. Putin sought this pipeline's approval for more than 20 years. Again, he literally fought and defeated the ISIS caliphate in a huge blow to the CIA, for which we should really be thankful to him. Those were their fighters. But he literally defeated an ISIS caliphate so as to be able to run a pipeline through Syria and arc it up into Europe. That's how bad he wanted. And Joe said, forget all that. Here, have a pipeline. Just make sure you pay my boy Hunter. But when it came time for the Russians to have some competition from the Israelis, Joe yanks the pipeline and claims climate change. We need renewable energy. That's a crock. You green-lighted the Russian pipeline. And they even said, well, we don't want to annoy Germany. Really? Because Obama didn't mind annoying Germany. Neither did Bush or Trump. So can't be that. Can't be renewable energy. Can't be climate change. You green-lighted the Nord 2. And if that's the argument, well, we can't make Germany mad. Well, what do we care? We're not worried about making Israel mad? No, folks. Look, Occam's razor. This is the simplest thing here. Russia owns Biden. I know it. You know it. The Secret Service knows it. The FBI knows it. The Treasury Department knows it. That's why they flagged that transaction of millions of dollars to Hunter Biden from Russia as money laundering. That's why the FBI had to open the money laundering investigation. This is a supposition. It's right in your face. So when Putin needs to make sure that he's not going to have any Israeli competition for his Russian gas, Joe shuts it down, reversing the policy of George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Trump. It's so in your face. They're not even hiding it. And they let him get away with this nonsensical answer. Well, you know, renewable energy. We don't want natural gas going into Europe. I mean, now it pollute. Well, you don't care if the Nord Stream 2 pipeline gas goes into Europe. Now, do you? And you pull that off the table when you know Russia's getting ready to invade. You know that is the only way to stop them. And you pull it off the table in exchange for nothing. At that summit last year. And remember at that summit last year, Putin literally mocked Joe. Mocked him. And probably made fun of him. And had been making fun of him for months. It didn't matter. Joe gave him the Nord 2. He wanted it for 20 years. Turns out he didn't have to fight ISIS at all. He just had to pay off Joe. It's all right there for anyone who wants to see it. Israelis must be pissed. This will give Russia influence over Europe and European politics for a generation. Maybe more. Because what Russia's been doing since the 90s in their satellite states is when they want to influence elections, when they want to influence the politics, they just turn off the gas. They've done it more than two dozen times since the 1990s. So that's why Putin wants it. I'm telling folks, Biden is making Putin and Russia into a quasi-superpower. Biden, in exchange for just a few million dollars, 10% to 20% for the big guy, that's what Hunter wrote on his text. We got the text, we got the emails, we know how it works. Mainstream media might ignore it, but we know how it works. You too could be a superpower. I mean, do you realize we have imported a record amount of Russian oil to this country? never before had imports like this of Russian oil. Well, he shuts down Keystone. Yeah, I mean, guess they didn't pay the big guy. It's honestly astonishing. Shuts down the federal leases so we can't drill here. We have no way to bring down the prices of gas. That's why gasoline is so high. 50% of our wells are just sitting there. They're sitting idle. Why? Because nobody will go in. With gas prices this high, they ought to be bought up right and left, the small wells, the fracking wells. No, they're not. Nobody's buying them because they're afraid they'll be shut down. We're paralyzed. And for Russia, it's cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And they told us Trump was owned by Russia. Can you imagine what might happen if the left was actually told any of this by their media? They have no idea. They think they almost dodged the end of democracy because Trump was Russian-owned. They have no idea Russia is owned by Joe. It's unbelievable.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like, you got to wonder about the future. Yet another college event, conservative speakers, canceled because of threats of violence. Folks, this is what happens in terrorist nations where they have, like, terror groups with, you know, it's problematic. Things blow up. And apparently here, too. Turning Point USA had scheduled an in-person event at Dartmouth College. They were going to talk about Antifa, the radical leftist domestic terrorist group. Even if the FBI won't call them that, we will. Did hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage, minimal, during the Summer of Love. So the TPUSA chapter at Dartmouth College invited Andy Ngo, who Antifa has tried to kill for doing actual reporting, and another speaker. And they give a talk about, you know, focusing on Antifa and the danger they pose to political freedom, political speech, and just, you know, life itself. No was given a brain bleed by Antifa. He was beaten badly. So how did the event go? It didn't. They had to shut it down because of the bomb threats. The administration shut it down, brought in Bob's sniffing dogs, and they've been told they've got to have this, have it by Zoom meetings. Too dangerous. So who gets the win there? Antifa. Do you ever think you'd see this in America? That the left would have a virtual veto on campus speech? Just by virtue of their willingness to commit violence and our federal agency's unwillingness to treat them as the domestic terrorist group that they are. That's unbelievable. And it has happened again and again and again. I mean, you literally, as a conservative speaker, have a hard time speaking on campus because of the violent threat. And they learn from it. They're rewarded by it. All you got to do is threaten a violence. Sometimes they actually do the violence, like at Berkeley. And it's all good. Meanwhile, a record, and I'm seeing signs of this too. So many people, it seems, are out with COVID. A record 9 million Americans are out sick as COVID rates surge. This is CBS News, so it might be true. Who knows? It's CBS, so I have to attach the warning to it. As the Omicron variant rips across the U.S. in early January, almost nine, that's a staggering number. 9 million Americans said they were not working because they had COVID-19 or were caring for someone with the virus. That's triple the number from a month ago. The surge in sick workers, they say, is impacting industries, ranging from hospitals to airlines, and adding to the nation's labor crunch. They're calling it the Great American Sick Out. As many businesses and households are having to scale back work as the disease spreads. You know what's interesting about this? With Delta or COVID-19, you could say, yeah, okay, that was worse. But with this, it's not anywhere near as deadly. And regular colds kill. The flu kills 60 to 80,000 people every year. And yet there was no ethic of, hey, I've got COVID, I got to stay home. I would have worked with it when I had it, like I used to, because I'm not coming here and I'm in the studio, I'm by myself. I mean, some days I don't see Lee. I joke I could literally wear the same outfit two or three times a week. Nobody would notice. But, you know, the times we're in, you don't want to go to work with COVID because you could get in trouble. You could and that kind of thing. You don't want to be the one spreading it. It's just interesting how that has changed, contrasted with so many coworkers of mine, you know, used to come in with flus and colds and the whole nine yards and nobody thought much of it. And it's funny, too, how, you know, if you feel bad and you go get the test, and you get a negative, you come in. Well, I mean, you can spread that, too. Cold kills. So does the flu. My mom died of a series of colds. She eventually got pneumonia. So, I mean, those things absolutely kill, but we don't worry about, I don't know. I don't, it's all political. It's just nuts. All right. Going to jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. When are people going, why do we keep bowing down? I don't know. Why do we keep bowing down? Have the meeting. I know. See, if I was administration, I would pay for the extra security and have it so that Antifa wouldn't get the idea that they could just have veto power over whoever spoke on campus. Texter writes, oh, they're home watching, talking about COVID. Oh, they're home watching TV, feeling fine. Another texter writes, we are so devolving. It's 2022. We are shutting down the planet over a cold. Humanity is done, but we can no longer live on this planet. Texter writes, not shocked, but I just came home from Publix on Woodruff Road and a half a gallon of Mayfield ice cream just two weeks ago was $4.98. This morning, the same half gallon, $6.99. Texter writes, outrageous. Yeah, well, that's Bidenomics. Gotta love it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, I'm blown away by this, and like, in a funny way. You ever see, like, you know, every state at some point has a disaster, like flood or tornado or, God forbid, whatever it is, typhoon, I don't know. And it'd be a disaster area, right? And so the governor and, you know, maybe the president will go out there and tour, and they'll put on the boots, roll up the sleeves, and they'll let him pick up some trash, you know, for the photo op. And this has been done since time immemorial, right? And it's supposed to help your ratings. It's supposed to help you politically. It's been, the left does it, the right does it, everybody does it. Gavin Newsom just added a new twist to that. After the story about Union Pacific saying, look, it's so out of control, the crime is, because of the liberal prosecutor there in L.A. Like, we can't even ship stuff through there anymore. We can't ship the packages through. It's too dangerous. The Democrats have literally brought back train robbery. Have you heard of such a thing? I haven't heard about that in modern era. I mean, train robbery is like what used to happen in Wild West, right? I mean, there's movies about it. If you want to see it before you go to watch a movie. So Gavin Newsom goes out there to take a look at the disaster. Goes for miles. He visited what they're now calling a rail theft cleanup site. Because this is so extensive. This is not two or three people or something. These are hordes. After organized gangs stole thousands of Amazon UPS boxes from the trains. As a freight train slows down or comes to a stop, the thieves jump onto the trains and use bolt cutters to open the containers and steal the merchandise. After the criminals are caught and arrested, charges are reduced to misdemeanors and the thieves are back out in the streets for less than 24 hours and many return night after night, even if they're arrested. So instead of what we traditionally would think of as a disaster area, the governor goes out to the site of the tornado or the flood or whatever, and he helps clean up, it's a photo op. Newsom, according to KCRA, went out to the rail cleanup site to show the public he's, you know, he's cleaning up the environment. He's cleaning it up after the disaster. No. That's not, we don't know. We don't need you to go out and clean the site up. We need to enforce the law. We need to call out Democrats who are not enforcing the law, like these DAs who are on a reign of terror across the country. We need you to call out the policies of your party at the state and the national level that are causing this. But say he goes out to, like, it's a tornado or a flood or something. Oh, look at me. See, I was out here at the site cleaning up. So, yeah, because, I mean, it's a disaster. Wow, look at this. This is a man-caused disaster. We've never seen this before. I mean, folks, you got to see these pictures. Tens of thousands of packages. That, to me, this is the story of the week because it is a metaphor for everything else. So many packages, you can't see the ground because they just rip them open right there. And last weekend, they had a 7-car derailment because of it, because of all the packages on the rail. Thank God nobody was killed. But if somebody were, they wouldn't care. I mean, they wouldn't change the policy one iota. And folks, you know what this is a metaphor for? We can laugh at this if we want. But again, if they get rid of that filibuster, this kind of chaos, mob chaos, lawlessness, train robberies, Wild West, train derailments, will come to your city. There's not going to be anywhere you can escape. So if we could turn the audio back on, here's Gavin Newsom, first governor ever to treat a crime scene, in my memory, like a natural disaster, go out there in his boots, roll up his sleeves, and help with the cleanup. Oh, and you love the part in the middle where he makes the political faux pas of calling these people gangs and then apologizes to them. Says it's a pejorative. He doesn't want to offend them because you know why? They're his voters. That's why. And by the way, I've seen the video of these people. You know what is amazing about this? This is everybody. I mean, I bet there are people doing this that haven't really committed crime on a large scale before. But it's just like, hey, might as well go get you some. You know, all your friends are. This is black people, white people, men, women, old people, young people. It's just a horde of humanity. Which goes to show you, but this is so easy, people can't resist. It's like Christmas. Here's the news report.
As trains are being looted in Los Angeles, it's now getting the attention of the state. Governor Newsom visited a site today that is littered with packages to outline a plan for stopping this crime. The governor was there to lead a major cleanup effort at the Union Pacific Rail Yard, and you could definitely see all the boxes and containers. If a package didn't make it to your door, it might be there. For weeks, thieves have been raiding cargo containers on trains that stop there to unload, and now the state is stepping in.
This is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people that are coming out. And forgive me for saying gangs. I know that's not a pejorative. They're organized groups of folks that move from site to site. When there's more attention, a bright light on one site, they move to the next site. A lot of these folks are arrested as if they're individuals that are not connected to the whole. And we need to change that.
The governor says he's working with law enforcement and the newly formed retail task force to crack down on these crimes. Governor Newsom says so far more than 280 people have been arrested and more than $2 million in goods have been recovered.
Did you see that? He apologizes to the criminals on television. Didn't want to offend them. They're organized gangs. Oh, God, did I say gangs? That's a pejorative. I was talking about, well, we got some ideas for stopping this. How about you enforce the law? I don't see this going on in South Carolina. And this is a pretty lax law enforcement environment here. Not because of the police, but because of the judges and the corrupt way in which they're appointed. I mean, we don't have this problem here. We don't have this problem in red states. She's out there, man. He's going to try to figure it out. But he's literally afraid to refer to the gangs as gangs. He's so afraid of offending the criminals, he cannot even call them what they are. Texter writes, well, the gangs are loosening up the supply chain issue. The black market will be well stocked. I guess there is that. But then you got to ship your stuff out of LA. How does that work? I don't know. You know, like when they sell it online. Texter raised here in the Old West, the trains had armed guards and them immediate enforcement. If you stole a horse, you became a tree ornament. Texter raised here that the Democrats want federal control of every facet of our lives, the feds to save the day. No, they want to make everything like this. Texter writes, Tara, Newsom should have been like a NASCAR driver after a win and said, please don't forget to vote for me. Texter writes, the gangs are folks. Well, to the Democrats, they are. These are their voters. Texter writes simply, what an idiot. Texter writes, hey, Tara, don't railroads have their own police powers? Where are they? No, they answered that. Union Pacific in the letter to Gascon, the liberal DA there. And they've arrested, they said, hundreds of people. Actually, they don't ever get tried. The charges are either downgraded or dismissed, and they're back that night. And they say that the looters mock them, coming back night after night, saying, look, Gascon's not going to do anything to me. Texter writes, the gangs are folks. Another texter writes, it's not a gang. It's an organized group of people. It's not a kooky. It's a Fig Newton. Texter writes, Tara, they all laughed at Noah until it started raining. Folks, this is like a punchline. This is like something out of Babylon Bee, but it's actually happening. And what does it say to you? I mean, can you imagine if our governor was so tolerant of crime that he strapped on some boots and went out to help clean up the disaster area created by the criminals, then apologized to them on camera? People would lose it. No, put them away. We don't want to clean up. We want you to end it. Texter writes, Tara, I say drone strike the train robberies. Right, I'm just reading the text line. Texter writes, Tara, I think Monica's mother is a city council member in Seneca. Oh, yeah, the admissions officer at Clemson. Yeah, just a note to self. We covered that earlier today. I still can't believe that story. She's an admissions counselor at Clemson. And this genius went on Snapchat. I guess she figured it wouldn't go viral. Went on Snapchat to express her frustration that Republican students are applying to go to Clemson, which is apparently a problem for her. And it's becoming a problem for you because she's an undergraduate admissions counselor. So she's basically telling people, like, if you have, you know, done activities that identify you as a Republican, like, don't put that down on your application. Don't put that down. Now, she does not say that about Democrats. Here's from her post. Reviewing college apps and just want to say no one cares. Again, this is Clemson, folks. Not Dartmouth. Clemson. Reviewing college apps and just want to say no one cares if you're a Republican. Like small government, low taxes, et cetera, Republican. But if you're going to talk about being Republican, don't act like it's an oppressed group because it's not. And two, she writes, unless you actively denounce the white supremacy and misogyny within your party, you are going out of your way to identify with an oppressive group. She's talking about in your application. Like, don't, she writes. See, the problem with that is if your leadership experience is knocking on doors, political campaign, I mean, that used to be good stuff for college people to do, right? Volunteering. So in other words, you don't want to, you know, if it was you marched with Students for Life, you organized a rally, you whatever, you know, like, don't do that because that's going to spin Monica out. She can't deal. She cannot deal with people thinking differently than her, apparently. Yeah. So if you do have to put anything aligning you with the Republican Party or conservative groups on your college application, you must denounce misogyny and white supremacy now if you want to go to Clemson. By the way, the administration's like, no, we don't know. That doesn't work that way. Oh. Well, why is Monica still employed? Watch this. She's not gonna lose her job. She won't. Because you know why? It's how it actually works at Clemson. It's not what it says on their admissions policy. But it's how it works. Just so we all know. We're all clear on that. So pass that along to your kids, your grandkids, any kind of group you might affiliate with. I don't even know how Monica feels about church groups. I don't know if I'd go there either. That might be bad. Just be careful if you're applying to Clemson. You don't want to look like a Republican. You will upset some of these snowflakes there in the admissions department. Here's from Politico, a left-wing publication. Headline, Newsom, talking about the governor of California, Newsom grapples with his third world country. So kudos to Politico for covering actual reality. That almost never happens. Here's the quote from Newsom. Quote, I'm asking myself, what the hell is going on? We look like a third world country, Newsom said. Immediately prompting incredulous rejoinders from Republican officials and conservative critics who will surely disagree with the governor's assertion that, quote, nobody, quote, particularly cares who's to blame. Well, they don't. They're Democrats. Both Newsom's possible gubernatorial opponent, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer, and the Assembly Republican Caucus advised Newsom to look in the mirror. We're guessing the third world country line may surface in a GOP campaign ad or 10. Just, you could love these people. Wow. It looks like a third world country, but we don't really need to worry about who's doing it. Well, the fact that you're not worried about the people doing it is exactly why those people are doing it. You can't make this. Folks, again, you look at this stuff and you're like, where are we going to be in 6 months? Where are we going to be in a year? Texter writes, if Americans want change, they must not support any entity with money. Any institution that has different values than you, you must be willing to hit them in the pocketbook. When these whack, woke entities lose money, some of this will go away. Money talks. No money talks letter. Hey, that's happening, by the way, right now with Netflix. Did you see what's going on? I like the UK Daily Mail's headline the best. Headline, Netflix loses nearly $45 billion. That's billion with a B. Netflix loses nearly $45 billion in market cap after borderline catastrophic forecasts showed borderline catastrophic forecast. Yeah, it was, though. Showed almost 3.5 million fewer subscribers for 2022 first quarter. So they're hemorrhaging subscribers. Why do you think that is? I know why it is, but why do you think it is? Yeah, mediocre programming and woke scripts. Woke scripts. I've talked to you about this before. My daughter and I had a long conversation about this. She said, this is why kids my age are watching anime, which comes from Japan. They don't have the woke culture there that we have here. I said, well, specifically, like, what is in the writing that bothers you? She said, well, all the men are dumb. All the women are heroes. The women have to save the men, have to help the men because they're all stupid. She's like, she said the characters are one-dimensional. They're boring. They're all the same. And she said, that's why we're watching anime. We're just bored. We're just bored with it. So she's talking about programming for people her age, but it's in the adult programming too. It's like you can't advance as a Hollywood screenwriter anymore or a Netflix screenwriter unless you're woke. And you create the same characters over and over and over again. Texter rates. We need to see a bunch of new schools open up. Public education is corrupt and it needs to be canceled. Restructure. Texter writes, what do you expect when Obama is on the Netflix board? Another texter writes, the old line that the lunatics are running the asylum is not just a saying, it is actually happening. Another texter writes, who will investigate on this? Snowflakes not allowed. Another texter writes, to fund the government, local, state, and federal. Another texter writes, Tara, when you have alphabet agencies that operate without government oversight and act as an enforcer for one while defying the other, talking about the other party, I think they mean, we have already lost the government. No election fair, not is going to fix that. The cogs of the totalitarian machine are already entrenched. It's going to be very difficult to reverse course. Yeah, and you know what? This comes back to the FBI and Department of Justice going rogue. Democrats want to change these laws to facilitate voter fraud because they know no matter how much fraud they do, it will never be investigated by the DOJ or the FBI. That's why. They're not wrong about that. It'll be gaffed off. All right, have a wonderful weekend. Going to be a great weekend to snuggle up on with a blanket on a couch, read a good book, or watch TV, but maybe not Netflix. Enjoy that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.